Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Coming to you live from Bloody Springs, Mississippi, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Brett is pregnant. Blake versus Dustin fantasy football. You, me, and Eli make three. IBWIP news bulletin. It burns when I sing. And watering down blood so it's thinner than water with your co-host, Heartland Heartthrob Brett Conlin. The voice. Intern Heather, and me, Stumpy, and now your host, Blake Clayton!
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to episode 219 of It Burns When I Pee. Yes, it's October, folks, and that means that we go all out and be very obnoxious and do all kinds of Halloween-themed stuff for the whole month of episodes. And I have some really cute cats here to share this with. First, he was working in a lab. Now, don't laugh until you go.
That's very funny that he works in a lab.
The end.
Labs are funny.
He was working in his joke lab late one night. Unfortunately, he got distracted by dick pics on Craigslist, so don't have too many expectations of his punchlines tonight. It's fall, so let's welcome Flannel Fabio.
All right, I like that name. And I also like dick pics.
That would have been super funny if I wouldn't have messed it up.
It was always super funny, especially the lab part. When you said lab.
The lab.
Everybody loves labs.
Like the dog? Or like the scientific labs?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
I was working
like
inside
a Kevin Bacon lab.
I was doing a puppeteering thing from inside of a Labrador.
You know what's really funny is I'm on the wrong episode altogether, so we're going to restart the music because I'm on the wrong episode altogether.
Jesus.
Because I have specific music for the rest of everyone today.
Okay.
Oh, is it all set up?
Yes, it's all set up now. I'm going to fade. I'm going to fade out of that god awful song.
God, because it was terrifying.
It was scary.
I'm building myself up right now for the terror that's about to ensue again.
All right. Well, here is the next terrible introduction. This is going to take a few moments.
Intro violation.
It's a crowd. It's a violin, but it's very important.
I forgot it last year, but no, this year I remember. Happy birthday to you.
Who's this for?
Eating cake is overrated. Best to get inebriated. I hope you will get so wasted, totally intoxicated. You will not remember all the stuff that you did last night, and your headache will be painfully unbearable. Happy birthday to you. I almost forgot again, but I have just remembered. Happy birthday to you. You are out there having fun, and today you're number one. I hope you will be so drunk and smash the desert like a skunk. You will promise to be sober, suffering from the hangover. You will swear that you will never drink again. Happy birthday to you.
Do you get the picture?
Singing.
Okay.
I like that you chose the wrong one, and it's like saying how you forgot last year. So
right.
It's like at the very last moment, you also forgot again.
Right, exactly.
That song's only 10 minutes long.
Right. Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's very, very short. Dr. Frankenstein once called our next guest on the phone to get some advice on his upcoming date with his bride. Our guest had two simple tips. Get a good IPL and have the Doors playing in the background. It's the birthday boy, The Voice.
Hey, thank you for that lovely, lovely birthday.
Song. You know, the normal birthday song is copyrighted.
Correct.
And we cannot use that. So
I think that just changed. I think it seriously just changed.
Oh, well then we'll do
But
it.
This is way better anyway.
Fix it in post.
Fix it.
I like that one.
I thought it was good because it talked about how drunk and getting drunk and everything. So I thought, oh, this is perfect.
It's way better.
Who was the singer of that song?
It was some opera star. Opera singer. Speaking of that voice. Okay. I want to make sure you get the full effect. When you it's you can't even concentrate. It's just I know it's not a real baby, but you can't focus. When you hear a lonesome wolf howl in his haunting song, You can be certain this album will be done and released before this guy's. Welcome, Heartland Heartthrob, Brett Conlon. Oh, you brought, you even wore a wolf.
Yeah, something told me, wear a wolf shirt today.
Whenever you're with Blake, wear a wolf.
Man, I should have got the memo. I could have worn like my teen wolf shirt.
Yes. Oh, it was going to be wolf night. And finally, Elvira is known as the Mistress of the Dark. So it's safe to say that intern Heather is Mistress of the High Sea. Welcome, Heather.
Hello. It's good to be here.
All of my intros had no laughs with them at all.
Yeah, I heard.
Good thing you didn't write it.
I've been there.
The wrong answer, ghost.
Huh?
The wrong answer, ghost. Chimed in there.
At the end,
there was a laugh.
Are we not prepared to do a show, or was I just not funny?
I'm too busy getting drunk like I'm supposed to be.
All right.
It's his birthday.
Well, it's Dustin's birthday, but first we have to talk to Brett Conlon about a specific subject. Now, as alluded to, just all night when I talked to you tonight.
Oh, jeez.
As alluded in the introduction, you're with child.
I am not with child.
Wait, what?
My girlfriend is
with
child.
Oh, Finn's in the car?
Huh?
No.
He's out there.
Finn's out in the car.
So, I just gave him a big bowl of M&Ms and was like, I'll be back in 2 hours.
So
I turned on the baby monitor, so it's fine.
And I thought this would be a good time to kind of discuss to our listeners how babies are born.
Oh.
Now, my first question to you, God, that is really fucking annoying. You wouldn't just take that kid and throw him up against the wall.
Abort. Well, I mean, you might, but I wouldn't do that.
It's an audio file. I can throw it. It's not going to hurt him.
He's not even a real baby.
That pitch change. He's not feeling it.
So, did this happen because of Netflix and chilling, or how did this happen?
You know, we don't do the whole Netflix and chilling thing. We're just like, hey, you want to have sex? All right, let's go for it.
Shower beers and wine.
It's romantic.
Shower beer. There's a lot of shower beers.
Shower beers and wine. Mm-hmm. And how did you find out? Was there a cute way of telling you, or was it a frantic, scared, crying, I'm pregnant? How did it go?
Not really either of those. She was just like, hey, I haven't had my period in a while, so you know, maybe we should take a test. So
hell yeah.
Went to Dollar General and we got a test. And it was supposed to, it said on the thing, pee on the stick, and in 3 minutes it will display your results. And it took like a millisecond. It was like, yep, you're pregnant.
So she must be super pregnant.
Wow.
She was high potent pregnant.
Yeah.
Wow. Dollar General birthday.
But aren't you glad that like it went faster? You're like, at least I don't have to wait 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Thank you, pregnancy mm-hmm. test.
That could be like the
Science.
Longest 3 minutes of your life.
Yeah.
Mm. So are you
it's annoying in general.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you pretty excited?
I am.
Are you? That's cool. All right. So record sales kind of have to start going through the roof, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Get that album out.
If you could just get that album out, that would be great.
It's going to be good timing. Like, as soon as the baby's born, it'll probably be released the next day. Or maybe a couple weeks before.
Be like, hey.
You should release it on the day that the baby comes, whenever it is. And you should not call it like the birth of the baby. You should call it like the release of the baby.
The afterbirth of the baby.
Well, the album release will overshadow the baby. Like, now, Glad to See You Go has been released. Oh, and I had a baby too. Here's like a picture of it.
Glad to See You Go. Hey, baby, come on in. Get it?
Get in the background.
Going out and coming in.
Mm.
All right.
That's how the baby was born.
Like a penis.
That's how the babies are made. Hey, a lot of in and out.
With penises?
But then at the end, you stay in. And that's how you do it.
Hold on, I'm writing this down.
In and out.
Man, you should join Planned Parenthood. Like, they could really use your tits.
I could do some sex ed classes.
That is.
Be like, look, you can't afford a condom.
That is the correct answer, Ghost.
Yep. Correct answer, Ghost.
We were listening to, me and Molly, we were listening to the episode on the way up to Schaumburg.
Yeah.
And she goes, I can't tell if Heather is annoyed by correct answer ghost
correct
or
if you.
I go, I think she loved correct answer ghost
for sure.
And in other big news, Dustin defeated.
Oh yeah,
me in fantasy football.
I did.
I was 2-0 going into week 3.
Yeah.
Equally
and somebody
big news.
Took first place away from you,
and I got clobbered.
Jeez,
Gronk donka donks.
Did Gronk have a good week for you?
No, that's just a fun name. But yeah, he had a good week. But like my whole team had a good week.
Yeah,
so.
His defense had like 30 points.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
Gotta love the Arizona Cardinals.
Is that who it was?
That, well, that week. Yeah, this week they were horrible, but, you know.
And I also left a guy on the bench who had 40 points.
Who's that?
That's Freeman. What's his
name? Yeah. Oh, he had a big week.
He had a big week again this week,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he did. But so I did a really good job. My intention initially was to just, like, talk shit for, like, a whole week to Dustin and be like, I'm going to school you with my imaginary football players. But then I'm like, if I lose, I look like a real dipshit.
Mm-hmm.
And I got served. I got served. So congratulations.
Thanks.
I would say that news is just as important as Brett having a kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I would say so.
Different people get excited about different things. Right? Yeah. You know.
So the next, do we have our special guest anywhere near here?
I'll go get him.
Will you go get our special guest and we'll talk more to Brett about how babies happened.
Mm, yeah.
So you said in and out, pull out or in and out, stay in?
What, if you don't like the sound of a baby crying, like the, that little the feller what? That you had going for, yeah. If you don't want to wake up early in the morning, or yeah, you should probably just, you know.
Pull out.
Yeah.
And shoot in her
when
eye.
When you start feeling that sensation, stay out of there.
Like a York peppermint patty.
That's good.
I have the sensation of a York peppermint
patty.
Did you
ever have flower training? So did you ever carry a flower baby?
No.
You're going to give him your headphones? All right. So our special guest has made it into...
I like your shirt.
And so we are going to play his theme music, and we'll get started.
Oh, I'm a gummy bear. Yes, I'm a gummy bear. Oh, I'm a yummy, tummy, funny, lucky gummy bear. I'm a jelly bear. Yes, I'm a gummy bear. Oh, I'm a...
All right. You're going to have to help me on this because I'm using his microphone as well on this. So we have Eli here.
Hello.
Hi, Eli.
Hello.
So... This is my first time being on this show.
It's not your first
No, it isn't. He's lying already.
Well, kind of.
Remember that time he came in shirtless and almost nearly naked with Brett Conlin?
Yeah, he came in here in your underwear.
Yeah.
And then the first time I met you.
Well, that was your ear thing for
that. That's good.
You know how to make a good first impression. That's what we're saying.
You got to leave him wanting more.
We thought we would do our segment. What's the name of the segment?
You, me, and Eli make three.
You, me, and Eli make three. And we were going to, since it is the Halloween season, and there is another special event that happened recently, we thought we'd have Eli come on and tell us. Eli, did you just recently have a birthday?
Yes, I did.
And how old are you?
Eight.
All right, we need to talk normal like a normal human being.
Not like he's trying to be spooky.
It's his radio voice, man.
Right. So what are a couple of the big presents that you got for your birthday?
Legos.
Well, got lots of Legos?
Legos.
Legos?
What kind of Legos?
And I got this giant chair.
The chair that Adam is using right now? You got it for your birthday, and he is using it. Is that
it's
correct?
Like a bungee net chair, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you get anything else really cool for your birthday that you have in your room?
TV.
Nice.
Oh. 8 years old, and you have your own TV now, but no cable, right?
Yeah, no cable. Blake told me that he got a TV when he was 12 and 14.
Is that true, Blake?
Yeah, it was a long time before I got. But so you have it so you can play games and on the Wii and watch Netflix.
Yep.
Nice. No chilling though.
No chilling.
Just Netflix.
Netflix. No chilling for this guy.
No neighbor girls.
And as you know, the Halloween season is coming up. What is your favorite part of Halloween?
Candy.
Correct answer. Yes, that is the right answer. Oh, yeah.
That's the right answer? That's the correct answer, Ghost. Wow.
He chuckled.
Normally, you never be quiet. what do you plan on being for Halloween?
Old fashioned ghost, where you put a sheet on your head and cut two holes out and nose holes.
Oh, like a Ku Klux Klan guy.
Right. So you're going to be a member of the Ku Klux Klan.
Ooh, boy. This is going to go over well in Pekin.
Our neighbor
That's
is
a really
not...
culturally interesting costume.
Our neighbor is not going to like that.
Yeah.
What is your favorite kind of candy on Halloween? You can go ahead and think about it for a few moments.
I was being sarcastic.
I love this candy. You can't always choose.
That's my favorite candy,
saying,
too.
Yeah, what he's saying is you can't choose one.
Jason, do you remember when we thought this was a good idea?
Very, very vaguely, I remember that.
Jason, do you have any questions for Eli?
What are the flavors of candy? What does that taste like?
Fart, and fart.
So yeah. You're a kid who enjoys fart-flavored candy?
I think we ate some of that a few weeks ago when I was on one time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was awful. Ah, boy. So what do you think, Eli? I agree.
Well, Eli, we wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Libras unite.
Libras unite. Dustin said he would share cake with you, but not his growler of beer.
My growler of beer, yes. Oh. He's got to have a few more birthdays before I can...
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very mature of you, Eli.
Eli, I do have a quick question for you, Eli. Brett Conlin is going to have a baby. Where do babies come from?
Mommy's tummies.
Mommy's tummies? Okay.
How do they get put in there?
I know the answer, but I'm not going to say it.
Well, I need to know.
Brett,
what happened.
Brett is thoroughly confused.
No. You're among friends. Go ahead. How does the baby get in the belly?
Sex.
You mean to tell me I had sex?
Okay, that was...
All the lights were off. I didn't know what was going on.
That was you, me, and Eli make way too much.
Oh, I'm a gummy Thanks, buddy. Bear. Yes, I'm a gummy bear. Oh, I'm a yummy, tummy, funny, lucky gummy bear. I'm a jelly bear. Yes, I'm a gummy bear. Oh, I'm a moving bear.
It is genuinely good to know where babies come from.
It was so I sweet thought it was... It. Yeah. It was so sweet.
Yeah, and it wasn't like sex. It was
sex. I
he
thought he
said
was going to say
the same tone as
candy,
eight.
Candy, candy, candy.
Right. Yeah. Hey, sometimes babies can come from that, right?
I think so many good sound bites were just created.
Oh, yeah. You know, and people say you should not put your 8-year-old stepson on this program. But I'm like, you know what? We just learned a lot of stuff.
I did.
I never knew there was
didn't
flavored
know
candy.
Didn't know it.
I didn't know where sex came. I mean, I didn't know where babies came from.
Didn't know that.
So mm-hmm. I'm good. So,
I feel good about that.
I didn't even know how old he was. Now I do.
Yeah, see, now you know. Now you can go, how old is your kid?
All right, I think it's time for a little music. We have Cold and Deep by the Goddamn Gallows.
Watch your mouth.
Halloween is just around the corner. Do you have your costume picked out yet? This year, I'll be going as Kim Davis, the homely clerk from Kentucky who denied gay marriage licenses. Not because I agree with her stance on homosexual unions, but rather we have virtually the same wardrobe and I'm on a costume budget.
Nice. Very good.
That's very funny because I wrote it.
Guys, is that how you determine if things are funny?
I write it down and I say, well, I wonder if this is funny. And then I just look at the paper. It's like, well, I just fucking wrote it, didn't I? End of discussion. But I want to talk about another thing, and that's when I was a young boy. For me, this is the best part of Halloween wasn't the costumes or even the candy, but rather that old rhyming phrase we'd say when we knock on our neighbor's door. It was something like, trick or treat, smell my feet. Contact this show at IBWIP.com on Facebook or Twitter. If you don't, I do care. I'll request that you subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher Smart Radio, or whatever podcasting app you use. Honestly, that's all I remember. Actually, I think there was something in there about subscribing to the show through a YouTube channel called PiaVision. I'm not sure. Check out our Red Hop Vape Reviews. I don't know. It's something like that.
Rape Reviews? It sounded like you said Rape Reviews.
Oh, my.
We do what was the website again? This was a great rape. Everybody seemed to be really into it except the one person.
There's always the one.
A sign of a good rape.
General lack of enthusiasm in this rape.
Cosby did a real good pill drop on this one. The lady didn't even notice that
his execution was flawless.
Yeah.
Go to pee a vision.
Look at
for
that
all your
form. As he laid her down on the bed because she was. Oh, God. Was that all you had?
That's all I got.
All right. Well, folks, this is the time where we talk about stuff that's going on here. All right. We got the song Inside and Out, which is our. What do you call that? A spinoff?
Yeah.
I guess you call it a spinoff, right?
Sister show.
A sister show. That where we, meaning me, I call musical artists on the phone and talk to them about specific songs. And the Michael Rank from Michael Rank and the Stag.
I listened to it.
It was good. It was fun,
huh?
Yep. It was one of the funnest interviews I've done in a long time. And it's now available. We talk about his song Husk, but we also talk about the old punk rock band that he was in. We talk about
Snatches
Goats.
Of Pink, right?
Snatches of Pink.
Yep.
And
Snatches
of Pink.
Like Beguiners.
Yeah.
He seemed like genuinely happy that you were asking him. Like he was like, this, no one ever talks to me about this kind of stuff.
Right, yeah.
He was totally into it.
Yeah, we had a really good time. It was a fun interview. And then on October 13th, we will be releasing the latest episode with Rachel Brooke.
Long time friend of the show.
I think she actually has been on the show more times than any artist ever.
And this is a completely new way to talk to her, too. There's a new, it's like, you've never interviewed her like this.
Right, exactly. And
naked?
Right.
I was.
Blake was totally
naked. And I'm not going to lie. Molly's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm interviewing Rachel Brooke. And she looked at me naked, rolled her eyes, and walked out of the room. Not because of
Rachel. Short interview. Molly rolled her eyes and walked
short
out of the room. I thought you meant that that's all she did.
So there is an artist that you want to hear interviewed about a specific song of theirs. Give us an email at thesonginsideandout@yahoo.com because so many people use Yahoo. Right now, one of our advisors, Adam, is looking at me like, why did you get a Yahoo?
They're all got free. Hotmail.
Huh?
I heard Hotmail is good.
I heard AOL. Lycos. AOL is super good, too.
Lycos.
But it's because I needed a Yahoo account for my fantasy football team.
we all see how well that paid off.
Right? Yeah. Let's kill two birds with one stone. Hey, I'm 3-1.
I got a question about the song Inside and Out.
Sure.
It has the Heartland Heartthrob, Brett Conlon, ever been on it?
No, he has not been on yet. I've been awaiting for his new album to come out because then I'm going to
hate his old stuff.
No, because when his new album comes out, then I'm going to ask him to talk about a song that's really old and let him promote the new album at the end.
Okay.
That's the plan I have.
It's usually the opposite. People are like, I really like the early stuff.
Yeah.
But Blake's not. He's like an anti-hipster guy.
Right. No, I like the early stuff.
I like the mainstream shit, man.
I remember the good old days when it was just Brett and a suitcase.
Yes.
Also, we can't forget to talk about our friends, Shocker E-Liquid and Rocky Top Vapor. And we have huge news. Heather, do you want to talk about the huge news with Shocker E-Liquid and Rocky Top Vapor?
Yes, I do want to talk about it. We are going to be meeting up with them.
Yeah.
In an exciting rockin' lockin' with Rocky Top Vapor and the other one.
IBWIP road trip.
This is what's going to happen. The four of us are going to get in a car at 8 o'clock at night and drive 10 hours to Tennessee.
I'll make sandwiches.
And then we're going to, I guess, sleep at a truck stop or something.
Take take shifts at a rest area so that way nobody has to write a rape review at the end of the trip.
Right.
And
I give that one an F.
bed rape.
Fuck. Right. He was not cordial at all. Anyway, we're going to go down to Tennessee. We're going to record the last two Halloween episodes.
Oh, we're doing there?
Yeah, we're recording the episodes there.
Nice.
That's what we're doing. And then rumor has it that our friends from Classy Vape are going to meet up with us at Rocky Top Vapor as well.
Is there
going to
be a turf war?
Oh, no. They're friends. They're friends.
Okay.
Are you going to bring your ties?
Yeah, we might have to wear ties.
The vape turf war? Like, what are they? Do they just, who can blow the biggest
smoke clouds? Just doing the clouds. And they're like, oh, yeah?
There's like snapping in clouds. Yeah. That's like the way they communicate.
West Side Story?
Yeah.
And then everybody's like, wow, it really smells like vanilla in here.
The vape side story.
And then they bond over how the smells are created. I like
that. It's going to be fun. Are you excited?
I am so excited.
Jason, are you excited to be?
I'm totally excited.
I'm
going to
bring like 2 books.
I'm in.
You're going to be 2 books?
Yeah. We got a 10-hour ride, bro.
You guys can bring
I wasn't planning on talking.
It's a total of it's a total of 20 hours there and back.
Ah, very true.
I want to listen to the Bible on tape.
Oh.
No.
James Earl Jones reads the Bible.
No. Better yet, I have Johnny Cash reads the Bible. I have every disc. My grandma bought it and made me burn it. Like it's so like 16 CDs.
He's got a good voice. Yeah. Good storytelling voice.
Definitely. RockyTopVapor.com. Check them out and use promo code IBWIP20. You get 20% off. We had a listener. She has actually bought three different orders from them. And she's used our promo code. And she says that they're super awesome. Their shipping is quick. She ordered it. It got shipped out the same day that she made the order.
That was the same person who was treated like a VIP.
She was treated like a VIP every time. And RockyTopVapor.com, you can get their line Audio Fog, Max BG, e-liquid. That is my all-time favorite line. It's got the Ambient, which is a mango melon, the Equalizer, which is the Assy Berry. I can never
say berry.
Assy berry?
That's
I don't think that's what they want you to call it. Yeah.
Do you like rim jobs and berries? You should try the ass.
That's Eli's favorite vape.
The ass berries taste like ass berries.
Wavelength, which is ocean water. Reverb, which is the strawberry fruit chew, and the Flux, which is their newest one, is cereal milk. And I think while we're down there, I think we need to talk to the head honcho guy about getting an IBWIP flavor.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be so good.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
What would it taste like?
Pomegranate and apple.
Oh, okay.
I've already got it figured out.
And we call the podcasting gun?
Basically, I think so.
Did we not call you the podcasting god at the beginning of the
podcast? No, we did not do
that. Because we couldn't do a spooky amen, I think.
It's because I didn't even introduce myself. Yeah. Hi, everybody. I am your host for the podcasting god.
Amen.
Now that we're halfway into the show. Also,
that's
Shocker.
That's what was off.
Right. Exactly. That's why we were off. ShockerEliquid.com. Get your wick wet. They have 5 flavors there. They got the Shocker, the Rocker, the Spocker, the Teaser, the Pleaser. I'm not going to go over all of what they are because I want you to go to ShockerEliquid.com. Check them out. They have promo code IBWIP20 as well. So check them out. And one of the messages to them was, I was like, don't worry. We promise we won't break anything.
Reassuring.
Yeah.
In the backwood, that raised me. Let's be.
that skating place.
Hey, that was Devil Lies by Split Lip Rayfield.
They have a show coming up this weekend, I think, or this week.
They're like your favorite band ever.
Yeah, and I didn't get tickets to go. And Joe Huber's opening for them.
I'm sorry.
That's how.
What are you doing with your life?
Well, this is not exciting news. This is sad, then.
Okay, well, then let's. That's because we didn't use the intro.
Let's start. Thank you, Correct Answer Ghost, for bringing us in.
I want to hear some news.
So the first story we have is a man fired for smelly farts. That's what Adam said, too, when I told him.
I wish I could do that. My assistant manager is horrible.
Really?
It's bad.
Yeah. Oh, no.
He's a vegetarian, so I think that's part of it.
Gotcha.
So the man gets fired for stinky farts.
Gets fired for stinky farts. 70-year-old Pennsylvania man Richard Clem is suing his former employer because of it, because they fired him for flatulating too often in his office.
In his office? Do you do?
In his office or in his boss's office?
In, like, the company office. They said that the reason was they couldn't bring other clients there because it was too smelly and, like, unpresentable.
I could see where that would be embarrassing.
Yeah.
Do you try to make a big sale. And you lose it because of this guy.
Do you get like? Do you get? Did he get written up first? Like, hey, you need to work on this, or was it just like, hey, we're gonna go from 0 to 60 here. We can't take it. You're out the door.
Well, the problem was the reason that he was having these smelly farts was because farts.
because, he had a fart.
So,
fart
a smelly fart. Yeah. That could be a solution.
Yeah, they should just get him his own tent that he can hang out, and they have to like open it up every time.
Man
they
in
talk
a bubble.
Yeah, the shitty smelling bubble boy.
But he was 420 pounds, and he had gastric bypass surgery, and the result was the intense farts and sometimes sharts. Mentioned that he had an intense diarrhea problem as well.
Wow.
That's bad for business, too.
Wow. Could he have worked from home?
He was the comptroller, so he pretty much was like a large part of the company.
Literally.
Yeah. Large part of it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the reason that he's suing is because obesity is covered under the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission and Americans with Disabilities Act.
Aw, that guy's crying. Brett,
I don't know what to do.
I'm warming you up, Brett. I'm using this show as
I don't know what to do because Nani's not here. Usually when this happens, I would just be like, hey, yo, Nani.
You must be hungry.
The baby's doing something.
Starts lactating when she hears this noise.
You guys, like, already practicing? Is that why you have, like, you had, like, baby practice run sessions?
Yeah. Basically, like, I'm eating a sandwich and drinking a beer.
Is it kind of like
I heard a big noise upstairs. I think it fell out of the crib or something. We should probably go check it out.
Thud.
It fell out of the crib.
Brett, the first thing I thought of, you can't let Blake be around Nani, like, probably the final 5 months of pregnancy.
She's already endowed well enough.
Yeah.
I will
gonna
say
be
that
bad.
Her boobs have been fantastic since she's
Are they getting bigger?
And firmer. Like, I was like, you got to get pregnant all the time.
Is that what we all want? Just big, fat, firm titties.
Jeez.
It is. Know,
I like that this all started from a man getting fired from smelly farts.
And also,
we'll find a way.
I think it's super, super, you got to do this. You have to do this. Baby comes, right? You know? And she's nursing him one night, you know?
Yeah.
Have her put their boobs together and squirt baby. That would be awesome. I'd be like,
Blake just opened his mouth like a horse.
He went cross-eyed for a second too.
He's all sweaty now.
Like a dog looking peanut butter off its own cheek.
Oh,
incredible!
Hold on, wait for it. Okay, you can go ahead, Heather.
All right, next story.
So he's suing them, and it's under the. Yeah. The Civil Rights Act of 1963.
Crack a window,
would
you?
Not really, but no.
You should smelt it, don't.
But there's like underwear you can get that has like pine needle scent in it. So I wonder if he even was. Yeah, there really is. There's like a weird pad in it that keeps the smell from coming out. They have it for your socks, too.
A fart filter.
I have never heard of that. I always, honestly, in my bathroom, I just keep matches. And if I have guests over and I got to make waste, then I just, boom, matches out.
Yes.
They probably all think you're smoking the reefer in the bathroom.
Yeah, I'd rather them think that than have. A
That'd
bunch
be
of
a totally different smell in the bathroom. Then,
yeah, they definitely would.
Yeah.
That's some stank weed right there. That's some cheap ass shit you
all
got
right.
going on.
Fuck you, I've got
one.
Man.
I've got one more story today. So a woman thought she was possessed by evil spirits. She just had a spider in her ear.
Oh, okay.
In her rear?
In her ear.
Oh, evil spirit.
So maybe the last guy had a spider in his ear, too.
You get a spider filter in your underpants.
It wiggled and jiggled and jiggled inside her, whatever that old song is.
But Ling Meng, according to Chinese news outlet TaiHideNet.com, may have caught the arachnid when she was hiking with her boyfriend. She began to hear scratching noises and have moments of intense pain. Li took painkillers and anti-inflammatory medication to help suss out the pain, but it didn't help.
A can of Raid in the ear, I think, will do it, right?
Yeah. She didn't know, though. For a whole week, she didn't
know.
A week later, she went to an ear, nose, and throat specialist, and they confirmed that she had a spider in her ear who had even begun to weave a web in her ear.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was like this big, like, imagine a black widow, like...
No.
That kind of spider, but not that spider, so yeah. It's a little less.
But it was a good-sized spider.
Yeah, it was, like, big and black and fat.
How do you not know a spider is going into your ear?
It's, like, in her ear cavity, though. I'm sure it wasn't, like, right there on the surface.
But it had to get there. You know what I mean? Like, it had to start at your ear, because, like...
Yeah, they're really gentle.
You feel a lot of things brush up against you.
Very true. And you'd want to assume that nothing's climbing in your ear at that point.
Have you seen that Star Trek movie, I think it's the... Wrath of Khan or whatever, and there's a scene where this weird worm thing goes in Chekhov's ear. I saw it as a kid, and it freaked me the fuck out.
Gross.
And it, like, it crawled in his... And watching it now, the effects are so bad.
Sure.
But as a kid, it was traumatizing and, like, made me paranoid of things crawling in my...
You should be mildly paranoid, because at the end of this article, another accounting of it.
I sleep with earmuffs on.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm good.
Really?
Does that interrupt sex?
No.
Is it because you hear Michael Jackson's voice all the time?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's good.
Callback!
But it was reportedly painful because the spider didn't want to move, so when they attempted to touch it, it got violent inside of her ear.
They didn't ask it nicely first?
No. So the doctor had to knock it out, had to give it a shot of anesthesia before they could take out the spider.
Had to give the spider
a shot of anesthesia because the spider freaked out. It was like,
this is my home.
Yeah. And apparently, and then there was a lady who had a beetle stuck in her ear, and she said she had childbirth and there was no pain compared to having a bug in your ear. And she suggested if you get a bug in your ear, you should like put hydrogen peroxide or like peroxide on it and kind of knock it out. And then attempt to tweeze it out.
No.
Oh, my God.
No, don't attempt to tweeze it yourself.
I use Q-tips all the time.
If it's shed, if you did that correctly and it died, then you can do that.
Do you push them in? You don't push it in.
Like in my canal?
Oh, yeah. I'm creating a huge wax barrier in my ear with the tweezers or the Q-tips I've been using.
It feels so good sometimes.
Oh, it feels great.
It always
is.
Feels
like, I feel like a dog, you know.
Like you're scratching your brain.
Yeah. But for me, like when I do it, it makes me like cough. Like
everything's connected.
That's
in there,
like
buddy.
A physical, you know, like turn your
head. Yeah, but it's just I'm like I'll do it and I'll be like, oh, this is great, and I'll go, you know, and I'm like, I'm really getting it then.
You know what's weird to think about is like all the empty spaces that are just like in your
and they're full
face.
Of spiders.
Is that I didn't want to think about that.
They're up my nose and in my sinuses.
If you do a lot of coke though, you got to get that cleaned out.
Right. I'll get this bug
do
out.
Do cocaine because spiders are afraid and they won't go in. Is that what you're saying?
Something, yeah.
That's why
I think the spiders
keep out the spiders at all costs.
Yes.
The spider would just get more active.
Right.
Doing that much coke.
All jacked up.
They just be going crazy in there. In there, yeah.
Making webs.
Dustin, you have a birthday present on
I do.
From
I've been
the one and only Jason.
Oh, that's who it's
from? Yeah, it's from Jason. I'm bad.
It's
all my hair.
It's all hair. So while I'm setting up for the other thing, you go ahead and open that up.
It came with like those little drink umbrellas too, I will say.
I put one on my mic stand here.
Nice.
Like Brett's using the other.
Mm-hmm. No, they match.
I wanted to make
things.
This Coke very festive.
They match the things they're with too. That's
ooh,
fantastic.
They match.
Oh, he got me notebook paper.
Got you a note. He wrote you a note.
Use it wisely.
No, never mind.
He loves me. He loves me not.
Don't use it all in one place, please.
You can write so many letters.
The bottle cap.
Heather's like, I can write so many notes on that right now.
The bottle cap kid made me some fridge magnets with some bottle caps.
They're bitching.
And
they're
Purple Passion
purple
is one of them. Fantastic.
That was a fun
there's some
episode.
Good cock and bull, that's a good one. Because it says cock and cock,
right.
That's a funny word because it's like a penis.
Very fun. Love Potion 69.
Also funny.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you really put thought into this.
Coney Island, that's the hard root beer that I let him try last time I was on.
There's so much meaning to these.
Yeah.
I feel like an asshole. I didn't get you anything. I'm sorry.
They're just, it's inexpensive and I'm very poor. So
that's
you
cool.
go.
That's awesome.
Cool.
I appreciate
very cool.
it. Very nice.
That was the right answer, Jason.
All right. It's the time, folks.
And I will write you a thank you note on one of these pieces of paper.
Yay!
This is probably other than Would You Rather, this is my favorite game to play. And since it's Dustin's birthday.
Is my win streak still
3-0. Dustin is 3-0. It's his birthday, so I thought you have to play It Burns When I Sing.
He's 3-0?
I'm not 3-0. I've won 3 in a row.
That's still that's a turkey. That's,
yeah.
That's a turkey.
Exactly.
I don't have a turkey sound effect. All right, so Brett's new to this game. So, Brett, here's what happens.
No, he's not. He was at the anniversary show.
Oh, you were at the anniversary show. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
I'm sorry.
So we're going
to... Do I have to sing the rest of the song, or do I just have to know what the song is?
Wait, I'll go through everything. Just bear with me. I'm getting the scorecard ready. Okay, if you get the word, the next line right, you get 5 points. Mm. If you sing the next line correctly, you get 10 points. You get 3 points if you name the artist or band, and you get, I think that's all we had, and the name of the song, 1 point. 1 point for the name of the song. All right, so you could potentially get 14 points for each one.
Okay.
All right, so we will start off. Dustin is the victor, reigning champion. It's his birthday, so he won't go first.
Oh, that works.
Booyah.
And ladies first.
Exactly.
Pick a number. 1 through 8.
8.
She's going to go with number 8.
Because 8 is great, and it's time.
Okay, and at any time, I will stop the song.
Okay.
By the way, these all have intro violations, so sit back, relax.
Cool. Drink up.
Sit in your bouncy chair and just chill. Do you feel unsafe at all?
When I first sat down, I
did. Yeah.
But now,
it's weird.
I'm trusting it.
He doesn't weigh enough for it, so he just kind of sits parallel.
Like bounces it back at every moment.
Right, yeah. Are you listening closely?
I am.
I'm hearing it.
Okay. Like I said, some of them have intro violations, but hey, what are you going to do?
Lights are out. Wow. The strobe
is
in
really
effect.
Feel like I'm at a concert, like a rock concert.
Blake,
a real
quick,
rock
do some
concert.
Vaping. We need smoke.
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Cloud production.
Get ready for the vape war you're going to have down in Tennessee.
I need opacity to be at
training
100%.
Starts now.
I'm going to see Def Leppard in a couple days. Like, give me a preview of what I'm going to see.
That's some shit right there.
I didn't realize it was this much of an intro violation. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Wow, I should have edited this. Sorry.
No.
It's an instrumental track only.
Yeah.
Did you download the karaoke version?
I think no, it's getting ready to start.
I know what this song's about, and it's about life.
Okay.
That was Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, no. What?
No idea.
Nothing?
Life, Skynyrd. That was music.
Okay, I'll tell you what. For 20 points, the first person that gives me a compliment can try to steal.
You look nice.
Damn it.
All right, Jason, you said you look nice. Next time, be a little bit more creative.
Yeah,
I
look nice.
What's the next line,
Bailey's?
Oh, I don't know the next line.
You have to attempt it all.
Watercolors.
Previously, the singer died, so yeah, I got to reckon with me.
Okay, and who's it by?
AC/DC.
All right.
That's correct.
The name of the song.
Thunderstruck.
No!
That's incorrect.
Hell's Bells.
Well, you didn't give me a compliment.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't. That's minus 3 points
for
you.
I looked you in the eyes, and
Dustin,
I don't have to say
minus
anything.
3 points for you.
Damn it.
You don't have a unibrow. That was Hell's Bells.
And minus 1 point for you, Brett. You guys can't answer this stuff just randomly. You have to give me a compliment first.
I gave you a compliment.
Heather, sorry, that's incorrect. It's AC/DC, Hell's Bells.
I forgive you.
Thank you. All right, Brett Conlin, do you want the lights on or you want it like this?
I want it like this because like I feel like I'm in a big time rock band.
Okay,
back here.
You're not.
All right,
you're not.
So
Jason, just let me have my moment.
Okay,
all right.
You can now.
We can't afford stuff like this at my shows.
Right. You can now pick the next song, Brett. I think this is your.
Go to Halloween City the day after Halloween. You can pick up a few of these and use them for the rest of the year.
You'll be a living god.
Can I make them like trigger when I'm getting to dramatic moments in my songs?
Yeah, when you rip your shirt off, when somebody gives you
that happened last time. That happened last time you sang.
Yeah. Okay, what number? 1 through 8? You can't pick 8.
3.
All right, number...
Why not say 1 through 7, then?
Woe to you,
Fuck you.
The devil sends the beast...
Oh, these are good ones, man.
Because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast.
You should cut it off and make him finish this.
Is this Johnny Cash reading the Bible?
Yes! Is this like Vincent Price practicing his lines right before a movie?
Oh, yeah. Strobe line.
Alone. My mind was blank. I needed time to think to get the memories from my mind.
I had to tease my hair up big. That's all I got.
Ooh.
I think I know the song, though.
Okay, well, those... let me see if those... let me see if those were the right lyrics.
Okay, yeah. You can Google it.
What did I see?
Could I believe?
Oh. That what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy.
It's cocky now. He's won 3 in a row. All right, so you did not get the words correct. Do you know the name of the band?
Was it Iron Maiden?
Yep.
That is correct. You get 3 points for that. So you're at now 2 because you had negative 1. And do you know the name of the song?
Is it The Number of the Beast?
That is correct as well. So that's 1 point.
I was really hoping you were going to cut it off and make him do that high-pitched wail.
I know. I thought about
it. That would have been awesome.
All right. Jason, you can go next. We're making Dustin go last. And remember, folks, if they don't get something right... If they get stumped on the first thing,
take the physical challenge.
Take the physical challenge by giving me a compliment, Jason.
I will also
pick a
number.
I forgot about that.
Pick a number 1 through 8.
I'll choose number 3.
Okay.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what.
Hey there, boy, you like that fiddle? You're going to play that fiddle real good. I'm the devil. I'm going to give you a gold fiddle if you play it like you should. So that's
a good line, rhyming stanza, though.
Yeah, let's see if he's
trying.
I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player, too.
So far, so good.
And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you.
And nailed
it. Now, you played pretty good.
All right. I'll tell you what. That was, Heather, you were right. It was a good rhythmical. I'll give you a half a point for that.
I'll take it.
Even though it was incorrect. Who is the artist for 3 points?
Charlie Daniels.
Yep. That's correct. And what is the name of the song?
The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
That is correct as well. So you have...
Super duper!
5 and 1/2 points.
I'll take it.
All right.
My favorite part of that song is when he says, let me tell you what. Let me tell you what.
You got great English.
I just like when means business when they say, let me tell you what.
I like when people jump on hickory stumps. Not a maple stump.
I'm so glad it was a hickory stump here. All right, Heather, you have the next one.
Please. Oh, wait, I don't get to go at all. This is how I don't win again.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is Dustin's turn. Dustin, number 1 through 8.
But what ones have been picked?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, see? All right, I'm going to go with the deuce.
Okay, here you go.
That's funny. You hit play before I even said what my number was. That's really weird.
Intro violation.
Yeah.
Just focus.
Okay.
Remember, you're...
Walking side by side.
Since you're the champion, I'll let it go a little longer.
Okay. Yeah, there's only been like 2 lines. I don't even know what to rhyme with yet.
Well, you know the next line is just going to be long and drawn out.
Gonna take you
from behind.
I like my line better.
Very bluesy.
Yeah.
The woman is a devil.
She gonna take your money and run. The woman is a devil. Bitch, I told you this already, son.
All right, let's see if that's it.
It's gotta be it.
That's what I've been told.
Close.
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what. I will give you, let's see, you're at negative three. I'll give you three, so you're at zero. Name that band.
Is it a band or a man?
It's a band.
Oh, well, shit. I was going to say Blind Lemon Jellyfish and the Hollerin' Hound Dogs.
Okay, what's the name of the song?
The Woman is a Devil.
No, that is The Doors with Woman is a Devil.
Yeah.
So you are at 0 points.
Yeah. Didn't I just say the song title, though?
No, you didn't say it right.
Okay.
Wrong inflection.
All right, Heather, this time I promise it's your turn.
Oh, okay. What do we have left?
One through eight.
One. Oh, you're just...
All right, here we go.
One.
I'm giving you one here.
Okay.
I'm doing all I can for you.
Why are they always opening doors? Like, shouldn't they be in the room ready for the song to start?
Oh, I know where this guy's been working.
I thought this was the drink pouring at the beginning of Snoop Dogg, Gin and Juice. In the lab
late one night. You said lab!
Blake, remember when you made a joke about labs? Began to rise, and suddenly,
to my surprise... It was the Monster Mash.
Oh.
Maybe, or is it?
I don't think so, but you were very close.
Is that what it is?
I want to rub my face in those Transylvania tits.
Heather, you are in the ballpark.
That's the song, right? It's the name of the song, Monster Mash?
No, that is correct. That's the name of the song. So
Monster Mash
3 points.
Potatoes.
I'll give you a half a point because you kind of got the next line right. Do you know who it's by?
Kids Bop.
I'm going to give
sure
you.
They have sang it.
I'm going to give you 15 points because I don't know the. So you have 18 and a half points. Congratulations.
Those are kids. Those are fucking kids.
No, this is the original. This is the original. It was a
graveyard smash. Who does the original?
I can find out real fast. I want to say it's something Karloff, like
yeah,
off of Boris Karloff.
Yeah,
yeah. I just can't pull the
Count
first
Karloff. Name.
Heather really struggles in this game, so that's why I gave her 18. She
I struggle,
18
but
points.
I have fun.
All right, so right now, Brett, you have 3. Heather has 18 and a half points. She will not go again because we're going 2 times each. Jason has 5.5 points, and Dustin has 0. Right now, Heather, it looks like you've got this.
Woo!
All right.
I'm excited to hear.
Brett Conlon, pick a number 1 through 8.
I'm going to go with 5.
All right, that's what I was going to pick for you. Remember.
Do any of us have epilepsy?
We'll find out.
Is it bothering you?
No.
Adam said he might.
We didn't ask beforehand.
I'm allergic to shellfish. Is
okay.
That, okay.
That could be a problem, but...
I told you they all intro values. To watch it die in your eye of power, want power to get higher. And I'm not alive, and I'm not alive. When you look up, what will you see?
Don't kneel next to me.
I don't know. I've never heard that song before in my life.
You know who it is, though,
was
right?
Was it Nine Inch Nails?
Oh, no. Oh. You have a very nice hat because they're going to win the World Series.
All right, Dustin, you can steal it.
It's Marilyn Manson.
Yeah. Oh, that's yeah. All right. Okay. I recognize the voice.
Do you know the name of the song?
Oh, I wasn't paying that close of attention.
All right.
You look handsome.
Okay.
Is it Hollywood?
No. It's The Devil Beneath by Marilyn Manson.
Did you choose all songs about the devil? Is this like a Halloween theme?
Yeah.
I can't help getting up on with the devil.
Yes, I am.
How much wine have you had?
Not very much. Glass and a half.
Supposedly, this is from his new album. I thought...
It sounded from Pale Emperor.
Yeah.
It was kind of newer.
All right, Jason, 1 through 8.
Number 5, please. Or number 4, please.
Oh, by the way, Dustin, you have now actually have 1 point.
Woohoo!
Oh, nice.
So I don't see how it's possible that you could win.
I thought the person goes last. It's like double points.
We'll see.
I feel like it's coming still.
All right, Jason, 1 through 8.
4, please.
I have to figure out what other door song has spooky lyrics before it's my turn.
Feel free to talk amongst yourselves. Oh, we have a lot of headbanging going on. Drums playing.
It's a strobe light that does it. I'm just back here playing air drums automatically every time.
Shout.
Feeling it? All right.
He's feeling it. I've never seen him
remember.
I've never seen him get into music this much.
Steal. Okay, that's later on in the song. Yes, we'll give you another half point for that. So you're at 6. Who's a buy?
All those hair bands blend together for me, but I will say it's Motley Crue.
That's 3 points, and the name of the song.
Shout at the Devil.
That'd be weird if you got that wrong, since that's the only thing you said.
No, I said,
you know what? I appreciate that they're like, I'm not shouting to the devil. Like, it's not going like airmail. I'm in front of him.
Yeah, they're
I am
angry.
Shouting
angry
at
the
at devil. Him.
Motley Crue, if they're known for anything, it was their prepositions.
Yeah.
For sure.
I like it. I'm glad. I appreciate the preposition use.
All right, Dustin.
Yeah.
You need a total of 17 and a half points to tie.
Yeah.
Oof. And you know what? There might be another song available if there is a tie between you and Heather.
Gotcha.
Whoa. All right.
Weird. All right. So 1 through 8.
I'm going to go. Let's go with number one.
All right.
It doesn't sound like the Doors, so I might have a shot.
This is a B-side.
Oh, is it?
Later,
this is after Morrison died?
Yeah.
I might want to check this out, then.
There's going to be a 7-minute long organ solo somewhere in there.
Those organ solos, you only need like 30 seconds at the most.
I don't know what would be worse, Jim Morrison singing or Ray Manzarek's keyboard solos.
Okay, here we go.
This is Stryper, isn't it?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Maybe you should sing some of it.
I didn't listen to Stryper, even though I was a good Christian boy. I'd rather listen to music that had thinly veiled satanic lyrics and would probably send me to hell.
That's pretty close. Let's hear it.
All right. Fun fact, the singer for Stryper, I knew it was To Hell with the Devil, but he's going to be here in Pekin. Next month.
Working at a gas station?
He will probably play this song acoustically, so we know how much that's going to rock.
Oh, all right, well, you got the name of the band, right?
The Yellow
you got the
and
name
Black
of the
Attack.
Song, right?
You I gave can us, name the guitar player Oz Fox.
You gave us many tidbits. I'm going to give you 17 and a half points.
What?
You are tied with Heather.
Tied?
What?
You are tied with Heather at 18 points.
Yeah. And you thought your Stryper knowledge would never pay off.
Right.
Now, as you know, all of these songs that we have listened to this evening have had the word the devil or been in some way.
We're invoked by the devil.
So here is the final song for the playoff.
It doesn't have the word devil
now,
in it.
Here we go.
Is there a bell we ding in on?
There is not a bell. You have to give me a compliment and to when you're ready, you have to give me a compliment, and I will stop it. You will sing it and give me the name.
Hold on, but what if? Never mind.
Okay.
You have to do it.
Heather goes. I'm gonna lose.
Blake, you smell nice.
You don't. It's too late. You don't.
The last time we were in a head-to-head showdown, it was at the anniversary show.
It was.
And I killed it with Danzig.
Oh, you did. You took me straight through the river.
Well, now that strobe light seems a little awkward.
Yeah, this isn't as rocking.
That's how the devil gets you.
My name is Luca.
Oh shit.
Hi, Luca. I used to work with Luca.
I live on the second floor. I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before.
You have a nice hat, boy. Suzanne Vega's Luca. He's a lonely boy, but I don't think he has anything to do with the devil, so I'm completely confused. But I was just going to go on the chance that just getting those 2 points of naming the song and the singer were enough. If she can finish the lyric, she can get it.
If you finish the lyric, you can actually beat us.
Yeah.
You want me to play a little bit more?
Give me one more line just so I can get a good start.
I was playing the odds here.
Yeah. Just don't ask me what it was. It was Satan.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Very close. Let's see. Dustin got the name of the band and the song, so he got 4 points. Heather is just beautiful, and so we're going to give her 4 points as well.
Just don't ask me what those lyrics were. That's what those lyrics were.
Now, it's a tie. It's still a tie.
So do we have to like play paper, rock, scissors?
Trivia question.
Ooh.
Ooh, which I have something to talk to you about. And Dustin, I have something to talk to you about trivia related after this.
All right, here's the...
Save the batteries on that.
Yeah. Here is...
I get to take Cheese Guy's place on the trivia team?
We do need you.
The trivia question is regarding this song. What was this song about?
Oh, it was about, wasn't it Abuse Child?
God, you know what? That's right. You win. But listen, and here's the thing. I picked the song. No, listen to this.
Because the devil abuses children.
No, and Heather, I apologize. There was
no chance.
He thought you were going to know Abuse Children songs than me.
No, but I didn't think anybody was going to get it because I remember this as a young kid, maybe fifth, sixth grade, remember this song.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I thought it was a song about a romance. And then I started YouTubing it, and I was watching the video, and it's a
sad video.
It's about a kid that lives upstairs that gets beat by his parents.
Yeah.
And I was like,
how romantic.
I need to go back on all the songs that I enjoyed as a child and find out what really I was listening to.
I was more of a Tom's Diner fan, you know.
That's funny.
Congratulations, birthday boy. You feel like you got robbed?
No. I feel like I was given a lot. And
she got beat like fucking Luca.
Yeah.
Have you not ever heard...
Oh, damn. Oh, my little heart just hurt.
Oh, my God.
My little soul just left me
for
a moment.
I should take points away
from Heather.
Promoting child abuse. That's horrible.
I just won.
Where's that crying baby at now?
For not knowing anything.
As your... Since you won, you get to read the upcoming show release.
All right. Episode 217, Biggie the Butcher, is now available. Episode 218, Correct Answer Ghost.
Hello.
That is also now available. And episode 220, our next episode, inevitably titled The Father, the Son, and the French Fried Toast, will be available on Friday, October 16th.
That wasn't as good as Pets Without Borders, but it's pretty good.
Right?
I should have just quit then.
And don't forget, Friday, October 9th, it's World Egg Day. I wonder who the first guy was that saw a white blob come out of a chicken's ass and think, I'm going to put that in my mouth. Turns out, he was right. Let that be a lesson to all of you. And we made him choke again.
Sign of a good joke.
Sex. All right.
Oh.
Also, Monday, October 12th, is Columbus Day. An Italian man sent by Portugal to these United States of America. Give me Donald Trump on the phone.
That's for you, Heather. Just because you have to get angry at me.
It's a good one. Every time it's just a requirement at this point.
Yeah.
And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions, and they will be put into the IBWIP time capsule and opened by our grandfather's grandchildren. Sorry.
Asshole.
Yes.
Tech-savvy grandfather.
Yes. Grandchildren's avatar. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review in iTunes, tell a friend, and help support the show. More on that later. And if you don't like what you hear, we'll put your stupid ass in the very same IBWIP time capsule along with that grandfather, and we'll see how you like that.
Wow. All right. Well, this is the end of the show. But should we break out the news?
The end is the beginning. Is the end? Shall we say?
That's a good song.
Ooh.
This is the end.
It's a Smashing Pumpkin.
That sounds like something that they said in Lord of the Rings before they wandered off down a road.
Yep.
Yeah.
There was a lot of that in those movies.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Wandering.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of things that I don't feel like I needed to watch in the movie to get the idea.
They probably could have put all that into one movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just
I was actually pissed when I went and watched the Hobbit movie because I was like, I kind of like the Lord of the Rings movies. I'm going to go watch this Hobbit movie.
They could have brought it down to 1 8-hour movie, and I'd be fine. I'd be totally fine.
Well, I would have been happy with that because then I was like, I was mad because I'm going to have to pay two more times to see what happens with this dragon.
That's right.
This damn dragon.
Like, I think we should talk about it right now.
Okay, well, we have some breaking news. This is something we've kind of been working on for a while now. The idea came to me 2.5 years ago, and I just decided to start doing something about it because I have cool people that want to do something with it. Target date of December 1st, we are planning to launch a new podcast network, Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Podcast Network. We have purchased the domain. We have the website in the works.
Trademarked.
It's going to be trademarked. And we have, I think, 6 shows that are slated to go. Why don't we go around the room and you guys can tell a little bit about your show real quick. And we'll, Jason, why don't you tell us about your show?
Well, my show will be with you,
Blake. Oh,
and it's not even really my, it's our show.
Oh.
It's 50, aww. It's 50-50, as I like to call it.
Is he still bankrupt?
He is. He's paying $100,000 a month, but he's bankrupt. I like to be that bankrupt, I tell you what. The show we're going to do is called Couch Pilots, and I think we talked about it once briefly on the show before, where you and I, the show's going to be done in seasons, where we are going to watch from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and the aughts, we're going to watch pilot episodes of shows that maybe didn't make it, obscure shows. We're going to just talk about it. We're going to talk about where we like to see it go, little summaries about the show, reviews, a lot of fun stuff. Hopefully, it's kind of like you can watch it at home if you want, or we can give you a website to check it out, and you can watch it along with us. And then, so when we're talking, you're listening at home, you can think about it too.
Yeah, I think it's something different. I don't think anybody's really doing that, and I look forward to spending even more time with you.
I agree.
My wife is excited about it
too. My wife.
Hey!
Hey!
Dustin, why don't you tell us about the show that you have coming up?
All right, well, since Knocking Up Nani was already taken, I decided to go with something I know, which is beer and music. So pretty much I'll just be doing what I do on this show, but talking about it more. My show is going to be called Drunken Lullabies, and me and another guy also named Blake, because apparently I only do podcasts with people named Blake. We're going to sit around and drink craft beer and kind of do what you do with the vaping, but just review different beers that we drink and have different themes for each episode, and also have a indie rock band featured each episode, play a couple of their songs and tidbits, and you know, it should be a fun time.
Awesome. Looking forward
to
it.
And I'll probably get intoxicated in the process.
Nice.
Look forward to that one. And Heather, you have a show in what do you call it, the drawing board?
In the can?
It's not in the can. That means you're done, right?
I mean, like
not
in your
the
butt.
Can.
Oh, okay.
In the butt.
I don't store it in my butt.
She's getting ready to shit out a real great idea.
But no, it was recently changed name based on new idea, but yeah, I'm going to explain the ins and outs and all the rounds of sex with a plant named Heather. Well, a Heather plant. But it's called Sex with Heather. And yeah, it's going to be smart. It's going to give you good facts.
So it's not just going to be dick jokes. It's going to be real factual.
Oh, yeah. Well,
educational and it'll informative.
It'll be funny because we're talking to a plant. And typically you don't talk to them, but this is a special plant.
I look forward to that.
I think people talk to plants. They're high on LSD.
Oh yeah, man, this is a good plant. It's an awesome plant.
No one's high. It's just an uninformed plant that needs to be informed.
Makes sense. Hey, I like the concept.
The education of a hibiscus.
It's a shrub.
And we also are going to have Shannon Johnson from S&M Radio. He's going to be doing his show on us, and we'll be searching for more podcasts too. So if you have a podcast or an idea for a podcast, get a hold of us, blake@ibwip.com. We have a rigorous
vetting process,
and what we're really focusing on right now
dick
is
dick pics.
You're in.
we're going to be launching our GoFundMe campaign very soon, and that's only we're just trying to get enough money to pay for the website for the whole year. There's some
equipment
that we need to get
distribution costs, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Distribution costs, stuff like that. So
I need to set up a world headquarters.
Drug money, yes.
Yeah. It really is a very modest amount.
Right, it's a modest amount, but we won't go into the details. But there'll be a GoFundMe and a video to go with it. And We look forward to doing something. I envision it as doing, there's going to be a channel or a website that has a plethora of different stuff, not mm-hmm. seven of the same show or anything like that. Just,
yep. Good word.
It's going to be all different stuff. I got creative friends, more creative than me, and so I want to give them an outlet. So look for that coming soon. We'll have more information. Jason, thank you very much for your help this evening.
Blake, it was a great show, and I'm so excited about the new network. I'm glad we did the announcement.
All right. Dustin, happy birthday.
Thank you.
As we get signing off here, you can start cutting the cake and handing it out to all of us.
Yeah.
Because it's your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you make the cake yourself?
No, my mother made it.
Your mom made your cake.
She always does. She makes me a cake every year.
That's
She's
sweet.
A nice mom. Mm-hmm.
Very nice mom.
And usually, if Drew, my daughter, is available to help, she will. But sure. I didn't have her this weekend,
All
so
right. well,
my mom just made it.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
27, 28, something like that?
34.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm sorry.
I look young.
I was giving the age of your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's accurate.
Nice.
Brett Conlin, thank you so much for coming and being on the show.
You're welcome. I really didn't have anything else to do, so.
Huh? What?
Oh, that's just Nani's baby.
I can't hear you, Brett.
Brett, can you come over and do a podcast? Yes, get me out of this house.
Like, is it okay? I'll be one of those guys who's like, is it okay if I bring my crying baby with me everywhere?
Yeah, that'd be great.
You know.
You don't mind, do you?
No, it's just, we were practicing. That's why we're doing this. But it's good to see you, buddy. And congratulations on the news.
Thank you.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
We found out it's only one baby, too, so that was good news.
Oh, yeah!
Thank God.
Only one baby! Yeah. That is exciting,
we were worried
come
for
on.
A couple weeks there.
Let's be honest.
If you look at those.
Her boobs would get three times as big.
Damn it! No. If you look at those double twin baby strollers, those things...
That's not where I thought he was going with that. Jason agreed with me.
How can you fit those things in a trunk? I don't understand.
That's very practical of you.
So, congratulations, buddy. I'm proud of you.
Let's call Nani's boobs going forward double baby strollers.
Double baby strollers. Write that down. Double baby.
All right.
And Heather, as always, you brought the news, you brung it, you gave it to us, you showed us what was going on. You
made me think I better not fart at my next job that I get because right. they might fire me.
And
you gotta buy that pine cone underwear.
So I'll just hold it all in until I get home.
Unfortunately, you had to play the guinea pig on It Burns When I Sing. And I tell you what, we're gonna do the next time we play that. I'm gonna have you send me a list of songs that you listen to. And
that
gonna,
seems unfair.
That does well, seem pretty unfair.
I think it's unfair that we're all listening to songs.
I'm really going to be paying attention to her Spotify account.
You know what? It's way more interesting for me to just sing whatever I was listening to rather than me actually sing legit lyrics. So.
What genre would you like me to focus on the next time, maybe?
New Fiona wave. Apple's genre? I don't know. That's okay. what I listen to on repeat
New
all day long.
All right.
That is not Fiona Apple.
It's the same thing. It's depressing. Depressing lesbian music. That's all.
What?
All right, folks. Thank
well,
you.
I'm glad somebody said it.
The elephant is no longer in the room. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We love doing the show for you, and we love the season of Halloween, and we love.
We love depressing lesbian music.
All right, folks.
So now that I'm living in Bloomington, if you ever invite me over, I know what to expect.
Yeah.
When they bring Lilith Fair back, IBWIP. Road trip.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to go.
There we go. Oh, I would do Fleetwood Mac.
Fall is my favorite time of the year because the NFL is back in full swing, and so are domestic abuse cases. I don't look like such a jerk now, do I, Candace?
Her name was Candace?
Her name was Luca.
Her name was.
Oh, don't bring up Luca.
And the crying Luca.
It's actually super awkward because we were going to name our child Luca. Now we're going to have to go back to drawing board.
You're planning on beating the shit out of your kid.
And writing a song about it.
Right. That'll be on the next album.
That'll be
the baby beaten blues.
The baby beaten blues.
Oh, no.
I like it.
Oh, no.
Wah, 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 wah.
Heather goes... We're at that point, guys.
And from a marketing perspective, do you think that's a good name for
I
an album?
I do not think so.
We still have
not
a whole
so
other episode to do. We're in the zone now.
Yeah.
I've got so many different...
Do you have a C count for that episode?
C count?
Zero.
Zero.
One. Okay, now we can stop it.
Zero cunts on the horizon.
Two.
Two.
Oh shit, now I gotta go back and count.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're gonna find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.